So if we love Yah, we will keep His mitzvah, His commands. And the Ruach of Yah leads us into the Torah of Yah. He says that I will pray unto the Abba, and He shall give you another comforter. What do you mean, Yeshua? You're here, you comfort us, you're the living word. I know, but I must go away. And this witness of who I am, the power of Yah, is going to come and say, this is my begotten. This is my son. This is your salvation. He said, I will pray to thee, Abba, will send you another comforter, that he may abide with you for a period of time. Forever. He said, the Ruach does, he abides forever. He said, even the Ruach of what? Ruach of truth? Well, how would those Israelites know that it is the Ruach of truth unless it spoke truth and it speaks from truth? So there is only one truth, and that's the Torah. There's only one truth, the Torah. He said, even the Ruach of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Men cannot receive truth today. They cannot receive Torah because it sees him not, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you, and you shall be in you. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. That's all right, Yisrael. Anytime we eradicate that name, Yeshua, from our lips, we are comfortless. There's no comfort without that name. Do you all hear me? We have those that say they're Hebrews, they're liars. There's no comfort without the name of Yeshua. You're not going to find any comfort but in that name. Because there's no witness of the power of Yah but in that name. Hallelujah. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while. And the world, the Olam Hazal, sees me no more. But you shall see me because I live. You shall live also. Because I'm the living power of this Torah, the Torah shall live in you, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know, you shall yada, that I am in my Abba, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my mitzvah, the commands, and keep them, he is he that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Abba. And I will love him. And I will reveal myself unto him. You must understand, brothers and sisters, these deceivers, and we have all been deceived. We must understand that they're keeping of the Torah of Yah. That what Yahshua speaks here, the keeping of the Torah of Yah, it is a precondition for us, Israel, in order for Yeshua to reveal himself to us. That's what we have not learned him. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn. His yoke was to keep the power and the beauty of the Torah intact. And so he says, in order for you to understand who I am, you must learn of the Torah. You don't know the Torah, you don't know who I am. That's why folks don't know him. They say they know him, but they don't know him. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Yehuda said to him, not Iscariot's master, how is it that you shall make known, physically reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Yahshua answered and said unto him, if a man loves me, he will keep my daba, my words. What words did he speak? He spoke the words of his Abba. Why? Because he is the word of Yah. He is the bosom. He is the strength of Yah. He said, and my Abba will love him. And we will come to him and make our bow with him. Now that is what the Ruach is. It comes to show the power, makes the bow. Yahshua is the living word. The Ruach Yah is a spirit. He is a Ruach. And that's what the Ruach does. It comes to make this bold power of this proclamation that Yah and the Abba are Ikad. They are one. The word and the spirit are not separated, but it is Ikad. It's one. He says, I will dwell in you. I'm the living Torah. I'm the Word. And my power shall come and dwell. You will know because the Ruach will come and cause me or the power of the strength that I am to come alive in you. When the strength of Yah is alive, it will not harm you. We have the Word of Yah in us. It will comfort us. Oh, yes, brothers and sisters. We're not comforted because we have not learned Yahshua. That's why we're not comforted. That's why the least little thing causes us to be derailed. You might as well say, help me, Yah. Hello, this is the truth. Yah knows what Israel needs. He knows we need this. He knows. He knows what you are in need of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that loves me and keeps not my saying and the words which you hear is mine. What did he say? Come on, Israel. He said what? He says, not mine, but who? Which what? That sent me. Come on, Israel. These things have I spoken to you, being present with you. But, when the Roham, the comfort, which is Ruach HaKodesh, whom the Abba will send in my name. That's the only way it comes. The Ruach. It comes in the name of Yahshua. Because that is the name that is above all names. That is the name of our salvation. He shall Yarrah. He shall Yarrah. Teach, inform you in some things. All things. And he shall bring all things to your remembrance. What did Yahshua teach them? Did he teach out of the Baptist book? The Methodist, the apostate whole house book? He taught them the Torah, for he is the Torah of Yah. He said, we'll bring all things to your remembrance. You hear that, saints? Did he comfort them? They were sad that he was leaving, wasn't he? He said, the Abba will send you another comforter. He was in his Ruach. Hallelujah. And he will bring all things back to remembrance to comfort you, whatsoever I have said to you. Then he says to them, comfort. Shalom, I leave with you. My shalom I give you, not as the Olam Hazal gives it, give I to you. Let not your love be troubled, neither be ye afraid. Don't be troubled. Even Yeshua speaks of that concerning Israel, as I read in the beginning. Sing, O Shemaim, be joyful, O earth. Break forth and sing in, O mountains, for Yahweh has comforted Noham, his people, and he will have mercy upon them. That is what the Ruach of Yah does to Noham. It takes us to the words that Yah has put in us, that it brings it to remembrance, that we may be comforted. And the power of his imats that will produce in us a living and lively tekvah, a hope that fadeth not away, nor shall our joy be diminished or our comfort this in Yah, but we will be comforted by him, for he is the comforter, the Noham of all things. That's why the Ruach, the spirit of life, Yah is the spirit of life. Hallelujah. It was by the Ruach that quickened Yahshua. It's by the same Ruach and the words that shall make us alive in Yahshua. May Yah barak you all tonight. May strengthen you. I hope that this word was a simple truth that will help you. Right. May Yah barak you all. Shalom to you, Yisrael. We bless all you that are listening tonight. May Yah shalom rest upon you all. In Yahshua's mighty name, let us stand to our feet. I do hope the word was simple tonight and it was a blessing for you. In all things, Almighty Yah, we do barak you. Yahshua's mighty name. We told you for all things. Bless each and every last one of us. Touch the bodies of all of your people here tonight. Your healing power. We're glad to hear your word of truth and simplicity. For we know that our Noham, our comfort, is in this living truth, Yahshua. We can't even explain it sometime, Yah. But yes, it is real. It is real in our nefesh, in our souls. We barak you tonight in Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.